Well, I'm with Phil Dowson, and Phil, man of the match, first of all, today must be very pleased with that. But as Roger Wilson was just saying, it was a hell of a 1-23-man effort, wasn't it?
Yeah, you know, you look at the guys in the front row and the scrummaging performance they put in and all around the park, you know, the back three, Foden making breaks left, right and centre. Yeah, you know, and that's what rugby's always going to be about. I'm very proud to be picked out, but I know there's lots of other guys had outstanding games as well.
Good to see, obviously, the platform set by you guys for the backs to do their stuff, and there was some really exciting stuff ball in hand, wasn't there, from the backs?
Yeah, I think sometimes we get criticism for being one-dimensional, and I think we showed today that we've actually got some pretty decent runners in open play. And, and I knew about that, you know, we've played some decent stuff, we've scored some great tries during the year, so, it's great. On a day like today, big crowd, you know, the sun in the sky, it's great.
And the importance of the set piece, it's so key against a team like Perpignan. It was absolutely rock solid today, wasn't it?
Yeah, it's one of their major strengths. We spoke about the scrum and the challenge they were going to bring, and the big lads up front, Mijati and Dylan and Saw, were unbelievable, and that really gave us a foothold in the game and took one of their major sort of threats and strengths away.
And also sort of scrummaging and also ball carrying as well, looking at the Amlin Opta stats coming in, you, Roger and Callum in this case, rather than Tom, very important to do your stuff as well.
Yeah, you know, when the front five are working that hard and getting that much gains from the game, it means that we can get out there and run around and do the fun stuff. So, yeah, you know, me and Rog and Callum love doing that and being on the back of all that power, and there's a bit of space out there.
And just in terms of the crowd and the atmosphere today, second game here at the Stadium NK, and if anything, it was an even feistier and louder atmosphere in some respects than Ulster, which is quite an achievement.
Yeah, no, fanatical support, and they've all got behind us, and it makes such a difference, and hopefully you'll get loads and loads of Saints fans down to Cardiff and make another good atmosphere.
Absolutely, and then just moving forward from here, we'll talk about that in a second, if we can, but I guess a 6-day turnaround for a big game in the Aviva Prem as well, because you've got to guarantee that top four, and Bath are still snapping at your heels.
Yeah, we have to win, and that's the nature of the beast. We've got to sort of switch off from Heineken Cup European stuff and get stuck into the Premiership again. Leeds will be, you know, mightily up for it. They were up at their place against us, so we know it's a huge challenge, and to get our heads right for that, we'll have to be switched on tomorrow as a day off, and then I imagine they'll get stuck into us for Tuesday.
And in terms of facing Leinster, I know it's not your immediate focus, but just having got as far as you have today, it's going to be an incredible challenge against a really good side.
Yeah, they're unbelievable. You know, packed with international talent, played together, experienced all the sort of highs and lows of European rugby over the last couple of years. So, you know, we know that's a big challenge, but that's miles away in the future at the moment. So we'll cross that bridge when we get to it.
And just in terms of the evolution of the club, we know obviously you won the LV last year, right up there in the Premiership, and hopefully going beyond again and in Europe too. Things seem to be gaining momentum, don't they?
Yeah, and I think that's credit to Jim, Dorian and Paul Grayson as well, in terms of putting together a squad that wants to be ambitious, wants to be at the top of the game, and we need to keep pushing on, otherwise we're failing. So, you know, we want to be at the top there, and it's hard because there's lots and lots of good players and good sides, but, you know, it's going okay at the moment.
And atmosphere-wise as well, in terms of within the squad, you could see it out on the pitch as well, couldn't you, at the end?
Yeah, we're a good bunch of lads. It's pretty lively in training and stuff, so I think that's, you know, very healthy and good for the squad.
Well, great stuff. Appreciate your time, well done.
Thanks.
Cheers.